Opinion polls indicate Americans are concerned most about the economy, rising unemployment, and domestic security. But among Democrats, another issue is emerging. Recent polls show middle-class Democrats are worried about maintaining affordable health insurance, and many fear they could lose coverage. NPR's Patricia Naiman talked with some Democrats about why they're concerned and how that affects their political point of view.
Lorianne Caprioli, Art Letter, and LaDon Martin are all Democrats. They plan on voting in the presidential primaries, and they say there are problems in the health care system that need solutions now.
America's sick of people telling us they're going to do something and it doesn't happen.
It's becoming the number one domestic issue in the presidential campaign next year.
I absolutely would move away from a candidate who didn't have a strong health care platform.
These feelings are pretty typical of Democrats, according to Bob Blendon. Blendon is a pollster and policy analyst at Harvard School of Public Health. Blendon says recent polls are overwhelmingly showing that health care is going to be a big issue in the upcoming Democratic primaries, in part because Democrats generally make less money than Republicans and, as a result, feel more vulnerable to economic problems.
A key issue for Democratic voters is wanting a more activist government on problems in health care and schools and in Social Security. And they really feel that here. And that's also combined with the fact that many Democrats report more real-life problems with health care and concerns than do Republicans.
And this is it.
In San Diego, Art Letter digs through his files. He's 61, a retired political consultant who pays for his own health insurance. For years, he was satisfied, but this year, things changed. His insurer typically raised rates about 8 to 10% a year, but this year, there was a second notice.
It was dated February 2003, and it says that effective April 1, 2003, your insurance premium, which is presently $231 a month, is now going to be raised to $323 a month. I quickly pulled out my calculator to try to figure out what percentage increase that was, and that was a 40% increase. And that, of course, was on top of the one that I had received 6 months ago.
Adding up to a staggering 55% increase. Letter decided to switch policies and get a lower-priced one, but with a very high deductible. He can afford it for now, but he says he worries about the future.
What is to keep this very same insurance company from coming back next year and raising it 555%? And I quickly found out that there's absolutely nothing that could prevent them from doing that.
Letter wants to see the government take more responsibility for holding down price increases, and this is the biggest difference between Democrats and Republicans. Bob Blendon points to one poll showing 88% of Democrats want to see the federal government step in to make sure all Americans have health insurance, pretty much assuring this issue will be a big one in the Democratic primaries. Art Letter.
What I want the Democrats to do is do precisely what the Republicans are not doing, and that is to address how to bring these huge cost increases under control so that the average person is not being squeezed harder and more, and making this cost becoming more and more prohibitive for the average family and the average person as time goes on.
One of those people being squeezed is LaDon Martin.
This is my health care, Dimetapp and ibuprofen and Imitrol for nausea.
Martin is uninsured. She relies on over-the-counter medication when her children get sick.
Cough drops.
Martin works as an alcohol and drug counselor in Portland, Oregon. Her employer does offer health coverage, but at $900 a month, she can't afford it.
My employer will pay $300 of that, and so the remaining I would be responsible for, and that's $632. That's more than half of my take-home pay.
Martin's son Seth is 5. Her daughter Chelsea is 7. They've stopped having routine checkups. This summer, Martin took Seth to the free clinic for his school vaccinations, but he's never been to the dentist. And Martin is especially concerned about her daughter. Chelsea suffers a hormone imbalance that's causing her to develop early puberty.
I was supposed to take her in every 6 months for a checkup where they x-ray her hand and see what her calcium deposits are doing and seeing how fast that she's developing, so that if it comes that she has to have her menstrual cycle too early, they can stop that. Well, for the last three checkups, she hasn't gotten one. Those tests cost thousands of dollars. And so I do what I can for her with diet and exercise and over-the-counter medications when they get sick, but I don't know what's going on in her body right now. And that's scary.
This fear has Martin looking for another job, one that provides health insurance. And the insecurity about not having health insurance has made Martin adamant that any candidate she votes for in the Democratic primary must have a detailed plan to provide coverage to people who don't have it. Across the country in New Market, New Hampshire, Lorianne Caprioli feels just as strongly. Caprioli recently learned how much people value health insurance. She and her husband own a small painting company. Until they decided to offer medical benefits, they were finding it difficult to recruit employees.
We haven't even advertised this year very much at all, and people have come to us and asked us if we were hiring.
And this year, Caprioli gave her current employees a choice. They could have a raise in salary, or they could have help paying for health insurance.
Everyone that was due for a raise chose to get medical. And we didn't expect that, because a lot of people are like, well, I haven't been sick a day in my life, and, you know, if I get sick, I'll just go. But no, everyone chose it. It was really a surprise to us.
It cost Caprioli about $3,000 a month to pay for benefits for her employees. She worries that future rate increases could make that unaffordable. After all, her own coverage has increased dramatically. For herself, her husband, and her 11-year-old son, she pays $860 a month.
I consider myself fairly fortunate to be able to, you know, afford it, because it's a huge expense. My mortgage payment's less than that.
Caprioli's not alone. Most Democrats feel the same. Again, Harvard's Bob Blendon.
We found 38% of Democrats worried that they could lose their health insurance next year and be exactly in this circumstance, their employer no longer offering it. We found 57% of Democrats saying that they're concerned right now, even though that they have health insurance, that it could be too expensive for them to afford.
And Blendon says Democrats want more than just vague promises from the candidates. So far, five candidates have proposed plans ranging from major change to more modest reform. Most of the plans roll back President Bush's tax cut and use the money to pay for benefits for more Americans. And most plans call for some sort of cost containment. The political pressure pushing the Democrats could even force the Republicans and President Bush to come up with a health plan of their own. Patricia Naimond, NPR News.